There was a little drawing of a heart next to that, followed by an exclamation mark. Back of his was covered in stuff like bang and not the very nice guy that Alex was so nice. And that had an exclamation thing too. It was just silly crap. We'll be right back.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clubballs! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spankwagon Radio, Clawballs and Trencher!
Yes, that is right.
Yeah,
that's right. And welcome to another edition of Spankwagon Radio.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too shabby. None too shabby at all.
It's not too shabby?
Nope.
I'm Claude Balls. This is the Trencher. He's
Hi.
Standing in for the wife. She
what?
Is on assignment in Iowa.
Yes. Hey, shocking assignment.
Hey, shocking.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, man?
You know what? It's been a shit week. This week's been my shit week.
Really? How so?
Water heaters go boom.
Yes.
And leak all over the house and the garage. I finally realized why I don't like the construction here in Vegas.
Why is that?
Well, back home, you know, in Iowa.
Now, everybody quick get the dream sequence in your head with the with the harp and the, you know, fuzziness.
Yes.
Back
in
Iowa.
Well, you put shit like water heaters in basements?
It has flashbacks to the old West or, you know, impoverished areas where they...
Yeah, okay, yeah, we put in the water heater and then we drive to the Home Depot in covered wagons. No.
It was a water heater. It was a big fucking cauldron.
A piece of wood. Get the water heater! Okay. Shall I light the pilot light? Rub two sticks together.
Yeah. That's what it was like in Iowa, man.
Yeah, but shit, you know, if it broke, where did it drain to? The basement. The basements all have little drains in them. So, never really damaged anything.
With the, you know, sump pumps and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never damaged anything. Here, you lose one? Yep, there it goes, all over the place.
Yep.
Anything expensive? Kiss it goodbye. Because that shit will focus. Water, flowing water always, it doesn't flow downhill. No, it flows straight into expensive shit.
Yes, as a child, my family had an experience similar to this. Lived in a two-story apartment
mm-hmm.
where the toilet tank literally cracked open when we
oh,
were
wow.
gone one day. And yes, even though we lived in L.A., we were gone all day to the county fair.
County Fair in LA.
The Los Angeles County Fair in Pomona. Which is really funny because you get to see... How can I put this very PC or C white? You saw a good deal of urbanites at the County Fair.
Yeah.
Now, what makes this funny is the carnival rides and the people. Yeah, that's LA.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fucking Los Angeles. Where the fuck does all the livestock come from? I mean, it was a full-on livestock show.
See, I never understood, you know,
that's
a good question.
I'm like, dude, I'm in the middle of LA, what the fuck are dairy cows doing here? I mean, they had Chino and whatnot out there, but that's like way the hell out. I didn't even know it was LA County, to be honest, almost.
Huh. See, now I can understand, like, Iowa, we had the Cattle Congress.
Yes.
You know, and that was like the state fair, well, that was smaller than the state fair, but,
yes.
You know, you can see why cows and the blue ribbon pigs and all that
yeah.
bullshit.
I still
LA.
Tier for Logandale here in Nevada.
Say what?
Well, you heard about what happened a couple years ago.
No.
The local government banned this guy's efforts to do it. He did it 1 year, and it was a huge success. They're going to have the Nevada Running of the Bulls in Logandale.
Oh, no.
This guy actually did. People got the shit trampled out of him.
I bet.
By stampeding fucking bulls, dude.
They loved it.
What happened to you?
Got hit by a bull?
Yeah, on purpose. I stood in front of it.
Yeah.
Assholes.
That's dumb shit, though. I mean, you don't...
But yes, getting back to it, yes, water gets everywhere. This was Niagara Falls going down through the TV, through the furniture. For a while there, and this, yes, has happened in winter, too.
Oh, man.
Albeit Southern California, a mild winter comparatively from the Midwest and other regions of the North. It was still pretty fucking cold to be as a little kid to have, you know, cold air blowing through the house.
Over a lake.
Fuck. It was a two-story apartment with a carport below, but the floor was concrete.
Ooh.
And the steps, when they were going to replace the carpet, they never bothered to pull the wood tacking up
to hold
it in place. And the worst part was the stench.
Oh.
The place was so old, you know what they used for padding?
Mm.
Horse hair.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Just the way. Horse hair used to be used for padding in carpets.
And it was also the glue that held it down.
Yes. So imagine the stench of rotten horse hair becoming musty and mildewy.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
I'm surprised you weren't more, you know, like sick more often or something.
No, they ended up ripping it out when I was a small child.
Jesus. After that, disgusting.
It was usually a lot better.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking horse hair. Next thing you know, coffins are popping up through, you know.
My parents were smokers.
Oh.
So the exhaust...
So you had white, yellow walls?
Yes.
Yellow, white walls?
You couldn't tell, though, because everything was painted sunny yellow on purpose.
Ew.
Well, no, I take that back. The living room was off the
did you say olive?
No, it was... I skipped ahead. The living room and the rest of the house was off-white.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up... My parents, just out of spite when they became apartment managers, to be funny, my mom specifically, would paint everything snowdrift. Pure white. And the fucking bathrooms, man, I kid you not, dude, were fucking sunny yellow latex. No, but the exhaust fans, you know, in the bathrooms right there,
so cluttered with hair and grease and dust.
You turn them on, they just went,
oh, that's not good.
Because they were so full of 17 years of cigarette smoke.
And all that garbage that goes with it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I just wanted to let everybody know real quick, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Also want to let everybody know that if you want to join us in our chat and chat with us live, like
it's
as
quite
in now.
Simple. Yes, it's interactive, this new thing called
the internet. Yes, go
to
spankwagon.vftp.net. Go to spankwagon.vftp.net. Click on the chat link. Say, damn it, I want to chat now. Click on the big stuff that says, let me fucking chat. And pick yourself a little Nick and move on and chat with us. Right now, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to give one mad props to the official recorder of Spank Wagon Radio, Reverend Hammer.
Mad props.
Ooh, and I will be posting this weekend. We'll be starting up with one of his own shows brought to you courtesy, at least the links-wise and the connection-wise, courtesy of Spank Wagon Radio. It will be just shut the fuck up. At least that's what he's saying it is right now. So he's going to be just sitting there for 2 hours saying, just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
Just shut the fuck up.
Hey, that's a pretty impersonation.
Thank you. It's a pretty impersonation.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, look at me with bedroom eyes.
That's a pretty...
I know you're lonely. Your wife is not
here.
Yeah,
well, you know what? The wife isn't here, which what does that mean? That means I could party, right? But no, I can't. I got to go to school, and I got to work.
You party, yeah, right. You can't even smile.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting party.
Yeah, him and...
By the way, for everybody, you know what? Trincher was feeding his cat, which for some reason he does in the upstairs bathroom. I don't understand that one. I guess it's because the linoleum, so the cat can mess can easily be cleaned up by the vomit.
Much easier.
I sat on his bed, the infinite bed of marital relations and husbandry.
Isn't that just a comfy bed?
It is comfortable. I had to look where I was sitting down and watch out for chocolate and food stains.
No, that's after she gets back. I'm not going to do that alone. So anyhow,
sounds like the
phone's ringing.
The caller lines are
yeah, the
ringing.
Caller lines that we don't really quite have. I'm gonna. Dollars to Donuts, that's our special guest.
Well, 1 second, let me answer, and let's put him on the air.
Oh, yeah, let's get him on the air. Anyhow, as I was saying, what I got for, you know, the bed is that nice, wonderful, super hard mattress with a double pillow top. But anyhow, he's going to do that. I don't really have much to say, other than we're going to go ahead and push the fact that Reverend Hammer, our official recorder, will be having his own Shut the Fuck Up show. Starting here a little bit later, probably it's going to be on Saturday, we'll get everything, including the link to connect to his show, so that way you can listen in. Obviously, our caller lines are dead. But you brought him in here. Oh, do you know how bad that's going to be?
It'll be fine. Unfortunately, the caller hung up.
Yeah, I noticed that. Let's see who it was. Let's see if you don't mind.
Hey, I hear women outside.
Hey, shut up. Oh, yeah, that was our special guest calling.
Let's call him back.
All right, here, let me hit the edit. We're going to go ahead and call our special guest right now. I just got to go ahead and do it here. No, I don't want to call Irene's Gaming.
What have you been doing?
I don't know what's going on with that.
You got internet gambling debts?
Yeah, you know me.
Taking Sopranos bets.
You know what? People have been saying the Sopranos this year just hasn't been doing it for them. Hasn't been doing for them at all. So...
Here we go. If he picks up.
You think he will?
Hopefully.
What street am I making a right on?
Hello, Spank Wagon, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I'm lost, man. I forgot where you live.
Where are you at right now?
I'm over here on Charleston and Hollywood. I have to turn back, don't I?
Yeah. You've gone too far.
You do. What the fuck are you doing up on the mountain?
Fuck, dude, I got a lot. What street am I making a ride on?
Okay, we'll have to do that off the air.
We're going to do this off the air real quick. I'm going to leave the room. We'll be right back.
Hold on. Well, there you go. We figured out a way to finally do it. A live phone call to Spank Wagon. For those of you who are listening, yes, we are slightly amateurish, but god damn it, we're having fun. And really, what else do we have to do? It's not like we're going to go out and get chicks. That won't quite work. Anyhow. So yeah, we got that thing, and we got the caller. We got our special guest, and folks, you're really going to like this. This is going to be something really fun for everyone. People were thinking, oh, it'd be Smack, and I hate to break it to you, but you see, Smack isn't a special guest. He's just one of the regulars, if he's here. Anyhow, is he going to be on his way?
Yes, he is.
Right on. That was great. That was actually a very clever way of actually doing the live phone. So I'm impressed. So
thank you. It was kind of on the fly. I couldn't put that on air.
Yeah. Where do you live? Oh, here, let me tell you on the air. Like, don't do it.
No, I wasn't going to do that. But just so the home audience knows, ladies and gentlemen, Ray Ray went a little past the water treatment plant.
He went up onto the mountain.
Yes.
You know, he was, he he's like, I ask him too. I ask him, I go, you remember where I live?
Yeah.
So you're going to be here at 9:30, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 9:30. I got people counting on you.
Yes. And the children's are counting on
you. I mean, my fan base, you special Spank listeners, are counting on Ray Ray Rodriguez.
That's right.
Well, I just ruined the special guest. Well, I'm horrible at this shit.
Ray Ray Rodriguez said he was going to show up, but we don't know yet. But we have a second special guest aligned.
We do?
Yes.
Where?
Cheeto!
No, Cheeto. No.
No. For ladies and gentlemen,
Cheeto's unbathed.
That kind of grossed me out right there. I was going to say, it's too bad we're not on TV because Trencher was blushing when I said that. Nah, I think I am, kind of.
Oh, this is wrong.
Stop now for our home listeners right there. You know how you're at the end of the television season? You get the cliffhanger, and then all of a sudden it's to be continued? That's the cliffhanger for Spankwagon. Who is Cheeto?
Fair enough.
Okay, so anyhow.
Other site news, I just want to go ahead and...
Please, by all means.
Point out, guys, folks, people, message boards, use them, have fun with them, go nuts. Don't forget the chat. Chat is open 24/7 for your convenience. We're even cooler than places like, 7-Eleven, which are 24/7, because we don't put locks on any doors.
And we don't wear turbans.
No, we don't. Would you like a giant Slurpee?
Yes.
So.
That's him.
That's
probably him. Just drove by and turned right back around. I can hear him from outside of our studio.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, our studio. I can hear out of the outside world. That's real efficient for a studio. No, you know what? I'm serious. I was like, you know what? You know, Pakistani people and Indian people don't all own 7-Elevens. That's an unfair stereotype. I need to be more politically correct.
How so?
You know, I'm thinking, well, I'm sure there's Asian people or Hispanic or, white people that own 7-Elevens.
Really?
You know what happened?
Huh.
I went to the 7-Eleven down on LVB in our stratosphere.
Yeah.
What can I do for you, my friend? So much for trying to do the good thing, huh?
Well, you want to hope. You really do now. I'll tell you this. In the Midwest, no. You know what? It's redneck white people that all own a fucking 7-Eleven. I swear to God, they smile and you get a tooth.
A tooth.
A tooth. Not teeth, a tooth.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Here we go.
Hey, check the ID again.
This is him.
Okay.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air. Spankwagon Radio, are you there, caller? You're the first, actually, you're the second caller.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break.
Caller, are you
there? Figure out what the hell's going on. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we've got a treat for you. We have a mystery guest in the studio right now, and what they're going to do basically is they're going to wow you with quite a surprise. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only, the talented Ray Ray Rodriguez!
Oh, shit.
All right.
Do what you want.
Now, Ray Ray has been setting up his accordion. Let us first.
The volume was electric.
Yeah, it's got a plug-in for
an amp.
Amplifier.
That's an electric accordion.
No, it's got a feed.
Okay.
And it's got like different little buttons, you know. Like,
close that one.
I don't want to, dude. This is great.
Double sound.
That's quite impressive.
Very cool.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, do you have a camera on you?
No.
I didn't realize. Fuck. We are definitely going to have to get a picture of this. Ray Ray has a fine accordion brought to us. You have to picture this. It is mother of pearl white with accents of silver and gold trim. The keys are mother of pearl as well, but the normally black keys are actually gold flake paint.
There you go.
This looks like surplus from a Tijuana wedding chapel.
Is it that bad, man?
And the best part, ladies and gentlemen, it is electric. It can hook into an amp for live feed. That is quite great. Right now, Trencher is going. He's going to go ahead and set up our visual equipment. We really do want pictures of this for our
website.
Our website, yes, for the gallery section.
Is that what that is?
That it is. Right now, he is warming up. That's great. How's my hair?
Oh, your hair is fine.
This is great.
It's been a while since I played, too, by the way.
That's quite alright.
How long has it been since you played last?
Shit. The last time I played, it must have been like 10 years ago.
Wow, you really brought that shit out of the closet.
It did, you know, it's because I'm trying to get back into my my swinging thing, isn't it? I like to think that I'd like to be multi.
Now you play the conga drums, is that correct?
They're in the car.
They're
in the car. Yeah. Do you play congas and this at the same time?
Ow!
It's impossible. But if there are, maybe. Yeah.
Like dun 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 dun.
Kill me!
It's like the carnival theme song from hell. Now, I have a question. While Trencher here gets everything set up to take your photograph for the archives, whatnot, and our the illustrious gallery, do you know any tunes?
Yes and no. Well, like I said, all I need to do is just practice. I've been practicing like
okay.
10 years, and next time I come, I'll learn a couple songs, you know, and, uh-huh. I'll, and I'll play them with
excellent.
You guys.
Pose for the camera. Please pose for the camera.
Can I get you to stand right there?
Yeah, against the wall, that way that it balances the color out nicely. Do you want to turn the overhead light on to get some more light on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. That's good.
Dude, I'm embarrassed, man. What's up?
Why are you embarrassed, man?
Because Ray Ray Rodriguez is finest.
That's classic cheese right there. I love that.
Where's the DeLorean?
The DeLorean? The illustrious Dodge truck has a bad fucking fuel pump.
Thus, they're down to one vehicle.
Yes, so my mom's borrowing my car. Now, I have a question. Now, you know traditional folk songs, things like that?
No.
What's do you know? Can you
okay.
do?
You have to explain to people that I, even though I'm from El Salvador, mm-hmm.
I don't mean like El Salvadorian folk songs.
I don't mean like that, but I'm saying the only reason why I know how to play this stupid instrument is because when I was a kid, my dad wanted me to play this shit.
Uh huh.
And I wanted to play the guitar. I play the guitar too.
Yes, that is true. We forgot to mention that.
And but my dad, for some reason, wanted me to play this shit. Mm-hmm. So he went, this thing, I'm like, you know how much this thing cost back in the day?
How much?
$500.
Shit.
And this is back in 1987, 88, mm-hmm. around there.
Now, when I say folk songs, I don't mean El Salvadorian folk songs. No, I mean like chopsticks or something.
Like the things that I learned to play back in like...
Yeah.
Simple shit.
Well, I have a question for you. Can you do modern interpretations? Like, can you play for especially like for our songs? Can you do like requests? Could you do like "We Didn't Start the Fire" by Billy Joel?
Right.
definitely not it.
Thank you.
Give me some different, like,
dun 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 dun.
That's great, man.
That's absolutely great. Well, no, we have some more requests.
Oh yeah, we're definitely gonna have more requests.
Well, what do you have any songs you want to hear, Trench?
No, I don't think you can do any techno songs with that. And that's really all I've been listening to lately.
No, the next time, I'll do it. I'll learn a couple.
Can you do Nine Inch Nails like "I Want to Fuck You Like an Animal" or something like that? You know.
I want the feeling from the inside.
Yeah. Can you do "Hungry Like the Wolf" by Duran Duran?
I'd have to listen to it and play with it. I mean,
What are some songs you know offhand by, like, really good that you could possibly try and interpret? We're not asking for accuracy, just effort.
Stairway to Heaven. Internet says Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven. Now, explain something to me. Now, I'm not exactly an accordion aficionado.
You're not much of a musician at all.
No. What? I understand the...
Dude, you don't understand. This thing is heavy.
What are the little gold buttons on the
opposite
side?
It's like a piano. This is like the piano. This is like the piano side. This is like your bass. Like, for example, like any two notes put together is called a chord.
Yes.
So these are the chords.
Uh-huh.
There's, you know, C major, A major, whatever. Whatever, so you get... So you're basically playing two instruments at the same time, because you're playing the piano here and you're accompanying yourself with the bass part on this side over here.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, if you wanted to find Stairway to Heaven, you just find it like a regular piano.
Now, do you know how to play the piano, Trench?
I know one damn song.
Can you do chopsticks for us?
Wait, it's hard. This is vertical, and this is also small. This is more than this than yours. No,
it's right here.
Yeah. Let's see. What can I play? Oh, so he changes it on me.
No, it's the same thing. It's just different higher pitch.
You know what? This is disorientating.
Okay.
You're literally doing like this.
Yeah. Do you know Herbie Hancock?
Herbie Hancock.
I want to hear Axel F.
I'll do a percussion here.
You have an MTV promo for Castanet.
This is loud. That's the sound I'm used to. You know, you hear. And it has its own little garter straps.
Can you play "Pop Goes the Weasel"?
I can't play shit. So let me hand it back to Ray here.
Our resident musician.
Yeah, our resident now musician. That's bigger.
I'm a better conga player than this shit.
That's okay, man. We're not asking for a Grammy material.
We're asking for a fucking Emmy.
Yes.
Okay,
He is.
Where is the sound coming out here?
It makes noise. That's
from here, right?
Hey, mi amor, esta vida, congratulaciones, manda taco, su primo encherito, puta, chupa mi burger.
So you got that, right?
That ain't right.
Look. That's the right.
It's like it's a typewriter. He's
If only we had a bell to go ding every time you do.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the ball game.
I guess.
You fucking, you guess? Now, hold on. I seriously want to hear Axel F.
What the fuck is that?
Beverly Hills Cop. Da, 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 da. Yeah, yeah.
That's like a really sad ballad all of a sudden. Like, my horse just died.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
I go, instead of being
beyond your children, mother and child.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. In my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me.
My mics are just blowing out.
That was just fucking
here.
Great, man. I gotta say.
I clap, but I got a mic in my hand.
Yeah.
See? He can't do that shit. He's been practicing 10 years ago, but
trouble I've seen.
Oh my god.
Now I have a question. You play guitar, right?
Yeah.
Electric or acoustic?
Both.
Doesn't but both. Yeah. You have an amp?
Yeah.
Have you hooked this up yet for the feed?
No, because I don't, like I said, I've never, when I was a kid, we need the feed. I can't find the feed. I think it's this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You
though.
Think it's that.
Now that's a screw on something.
It's gotta be in here somewhere. One of these days I'll do it.
Pick this shit up. Hold, just...
I'm gonna put my headphone down.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and take Claude's spot?
Yeah. God damn, it's heavy.
No shit, is it heavy? And it's awkward too. Careful, the shoulder straps won't work all that well. But yeah, you got it on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So
it's not the slickest thing to try to put on.
Fuck.
You know what? Better get sit down so that way you don't extend the shoulders.
The bladder.
Yeah. There you go. See, you look. He looks natural at this, doesn't he? Look at him.
You know what? He does.
That's, he looks like one of those guys that have been playing like for years.
You know what? With those sideburns, you're right.
Oh, he's just like green little hat, and he's down, man.
Dude, green little hat and like the leader hose.
There you go. That's your costume for October.
Claude Balls is polka.
Hey, now.
Weird Balls Yankovic. Weird Balls Yankovic.
That'd be funny.
What is this
dial
right here, dude?
It tightens the hand strap, you know?
Yeah,
My cramped little studio here.
Hey.
Smile.
Alright. Oh, you guys are funny.
Oh, Ray Ray, that's great. Come on. Because when you take it off, you make a lot of clatter. That's a live mic right now. You're on the
I'm sorry, people. My bad.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a break.
Well, there you go.
There probably is, but don't geek this out here. Right,
the next, like I said, the next time I come, I'll learn like a couple of songs for you guys.
Not easy snaps either. Push it in, man.
You realize these are Hispanic bagpipes?
Fuck, I don't know. Probably, you're absolutely right.
Can you play Amazing Grace on this?
I can find it, I'm sure that I could.
You can find it. So do you hit multiple of these buttons on the side here? Like just mash bunch down? And, or do you only mash a few down?
You can, it all
could try it if somebody had it.
How do the chords... Well, fuck you then, I'll do it. Oh, I see.
It all depends on where you want to play it at. If you notice on one of these there's a little mark. Like see this little mark right here?
Yeah.
That tells you this is a C chord. There's another one that has a little hole in here somewhere. If you feel it.
All right, I see. There's one there.
And that's an indicator telling you that's a certain note.
So pull.
I mean, if you know, you can.
Cool. What are these?
You know, it changes the sound too. Try it. Okay, just do one at a time. Okay, now do it. Now press the one at the bottom. It's supposed to do something, but it must have broke.
Hit those keys. Who knows? But it's still cool. This is hilarious.
It's a classic, dude. I mean, I've had it like 15 years.
There you go. Cogball sings the anthems.
There you go.
All right, guys. We're going to go ahead, and if you can hear me, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with Ray Ray here in a little bit. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Ray Ray, where is Spank Wagon located at?
At spankwagon.pf3p.net. Shit, I don't know.
Dude, I thought he was going to get out your home.
Yeah, it's located over here by the water treatment plant. Spankwagon.vftp.net, folks.
We'll That's what I said, didn't I?
No, you said PFTP.
It was something like that.
Yeah, close enough. We'll be back.
Bye-bye.
That's right.
Spankwagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yes, because you can get it right.
That's right.
VFTP, yes. Yeah.
We are back.
Virtual File Transfer Protocol. Yeah, yeah, you thought it did. Shit!
I thought it, I knew it was something, but I thought, you know, you guys made it some shit up like...
Don't do that, dude. He's not used to the
I know, he's
delay.
Not going to be used to the delay.
Yeah, he's totally going to fuck him up.
He's on the headset, so he's going to get a 1 second delay.
That's cool.
Yeah. He likes it.
Basically, to update the folks at home, tonight in our studio we have our musical guest, Ray Ray Rodriguez, who is... And mad props to boot. Furiously, furiously.
Listen,
mad
listen,
props.
The cell phone goes off. The cell phone goes off. Listen.
Your cell phone rings one more time, we get to answer it.
Yeah, we get to have it.
What's going on? You ready? Well, I'm still hanging out with my buddies. I'm going to leave you to find them about 10 minutes when you shut the bar.
Joe.
A little bit sooner than that.
Hey, is that the hoe you were talking about you had?
Yeah. So what are you wearing? because we're doing this live radio.
Yeah, you're right now almost this close to being on the air. Huh? They're this close to being on the air.
Yeah, so this is we're live on the air. And you, actually, if you want to log on, go to spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yeah! He got it right.
Okay. All right, well, I'll call you back in about 10 minutes, okay? Yeah, and bring some nice high heel shoes.
Oh, no. We know what that means.
I'll give you a call later, okay?
Someone's going to get their freak on.
I hope so.
Okay, so Ray Ray has already demonstrated the virtues of the accordion.
Yeah, the accordion, which is a really neat little... I don't know. I thought it was kind of neat. You made a mention of off the air. Made in
Italy.
Italy. So it's Italian.
Yes.
And he's not.
Yeah.
So...
I'm telling you, dude. Latino bagpipes, dude. That shit is straight up, man.
Latino bagpipes. That's hilarious.
Okay. So anyhow.
So what do you got here for us now?
Rare is about to demonstrate the value virtue of another instrument he plays.
Well, I'm a better conga player than him, an accordion player. Fuck, I just got a scratch on the shit. Well, this is basically the conga drum. This is the conga. This is the smaller one. There's two. One that's bigger and one that's smaller, of course.
Right.
The smaller one's called the conga, and the bigger one's called the tumba. So you got the conga, and you got the tumba, which is a deeper, lower sound.
Okay. More bass. What's the difference between a conga, a banga, and a bongo?
Okay.
A bonga?
Or whatever
you just said. A bonga, you get a lighter, and you...
Yeah, that's a bomb. Very different. The difference is that the conga is about...
It's about 3 feet?
3 feet.
3 feet in height?
About 3 feet,
About a foot in diameter at the top. Yeah. And the bottom is probably about 8 inches in diameter.
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah.
A bongo is basically this part, like this. They're smaller.
8-inch diameter?
Yeah, and about this high.
It's only about a foot tall.
And you put them between your legs, and you play like this.
Yeah. Like your hose.
Huh?
Like your hose.
Exactly. You play bongos like if you're jacking off or something.
You slap your balls when you jack off, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You're a violent masturbator. But anyhow.
So that's the difference between a conga and a bongo.
Uh-huh, okay.
Same family, though. Same family of drums. It's mm-hmm. all land percussion.
Yes.
But one's bigger than the other one. And the bongos have a much higher pitch of sound, like this kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of sound. Whereas, this is more deep.
Yes. Now, that's very interesting. During the break, you were setting up, and you were basically warming up for our audience here. And we noticed that you can hit that different ways and get different sounds and tones.
Right. Playing conga isn't just doing this shit.
Yeah.
You got to find a certain sound to it. Like, for example, this is like a bass sound.
And
this is a slap sound.
Mm-hmm.
This is an open tone sound. I don't know if you can tell on the radio.
So basically, a bass sound is you do a firm hit with the palm of your hand in the center of the drum.
Exactly.
The next one is the
open tone is on the side of the drum. You use this part of your hand.
You use your fingers.
Right inside the knuckles.
Yes.
And when you slap, you put one hand over the drum. You hit it. How do you make it?
It's like cuffing a slap but pulling your fingers towards
Exactly.
Okay. And what you do is you kind of deaden the sound by holding the half of the drum in place. Okay.
So.
But you don't actually play songs with this, do you? You do
no,
just simply bass lines.
Yeah. No.
Welcome to Spankwagon Tribal Hour.
Oh, ha, ha!
this is more this particular instrument is used more like on
Latin beats, you know, like Jennifer Lopez has this, you know, if you saw her band, she has to have this. Because Ricky Martin, they all have this thing. You don't have Latin music unless you play. Of course, you can also play with rock, too.
Yeah.
With disco the other day.
You played congas
with disco.
With disco.
I will say I've seen that. I've seen him play live with a few different bands. Love Train, the disco band, and the Smith Brothers.
Right.
Smith Brothers play like an 80s and contemporary. They even do what Pink's, what's that song from Pink?
Get this party started.
Yeah, let's get this party started. So a bunch of middle-aged white guys in suits.
It can't be any worse than when we went to Caesars and we heard the guys singing in the middle and then kept doing skips.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm sorry. You do disco with that. I mean, how do you? It's a fast paced instrument, and disco is usually a bit slower. How do you do brick house to that?
It's just you're following when you play disco. You follow the drummer. You just follow the drummer. You know, she's a freak.
Interesting.
Cool.
Quite interesting. Let's see. What's the other one? Sing Funky Town.
Regress night and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't you take me to?
As I was a punk, it's basically the same thing. Like, yeah. As I was a punk, singer.
Yeah, I know.
If you guys had like the radio here, I can play along.
If I actually had, let's see, if the folks at home can forgive me for tinking with the audios
actually,
right now.
You know what? If you play like a disco song. Play live on the air.
That's totally going to fuck him up, dude. He's going
to fuck us all up.
He's going to have to keep in pace with
the
delay.
That's a second delay, so what you're hearing is not quite live. I hope it matches up. But let me find... shit, Dancing Queen, no. Enya, no. Black Betty? Whoa, Black Betty, bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam-a-lam.
That reminds me, I have a story. Thank you.
House of the Rising Sun, it's your thing.
House of the Rising Sun would sound excellent on that. You know, dun-gurun-dun,
dun-gurun-dun. I don't know. Paint It Black?
That's an easy intro for a drum beat. We want a challenge, Ray Ray.
Yeah.
So do you have Sly in the Family
She's
Stone?
She's a lady.
I don't think he knows that
sex
one.
Sex Bomb.
Sex Bomb by Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. Let me.
You know what?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to play this.
We're going to switch the audio here.
After that right there, if that doesn't work, I want to play Sly. If he doesn't like that, we'll do Sly and the Family Stone.
Can you hear a little bit of it? And then I'll go ahead and give you more audio here in a minute, and I'll take our mic.
We're not going to break. We're just giving a sample to Ray Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. We're going
to...
Play it to your headset right now.
Yeah.
Okay? So you want me to start it over?
Yeah.
You know what?
Techno?
Okay, guess what? After we do this right here, I'm going to do a karaoke jam session.
Oh, dear God.
In the Congo.
Okay, all right. Techno. Let me find my techno. I got tons of shit.
Oh, wait. Comes with techno? Yeah. He's a techno freak.
I love techno. Techno is my thing. Yeah, you're 3/4 of a beat off. That's one
that's
thing.
Because of the delay.
That's because of the delay. Yeah, you're getting the delay. I can't give it to you live.
We're going to do a karaoke jam session.
We're going to have to try this some other time. Maybe get, okay. Yeah, I don't have any other boomboxes. I don't have any other radio sources. So I guess we're not going to be able to do it. Yeah, it's our technical inability.
I shielded the mic.
Got you going okay. All right.
Hold on. Before you go on. Go ahead, reduce the background.
Now, let me get our microphones back up here. Par.
Okay. This is your chance for solo career.
There you go.
Like, you know, like, you should be dancing. My baby wants me to dance.
Yeah.
It goes. It's really fast.
Mad props, yes, quite.
Mad props to Ray.
Well done.
I might have a gig tomorrow.
Really?
You might have a gig.
I'm at the Gold Coast.
All right, so if anybody is in Las Vegas proper, Gold Coast down in Flamingo.
Right next to
across
Rio.
The street from
the
Palms.
Yeah, right next to Rio, across the street from the Palms.
Yes,
Gold Coast. Gold Coast. It's a little diver.
Are you going to be appearing in any special room?
At the east.
It's just the big lounge. It's the primary lounge right on the
east
side of the bar.
You know if you'd be in the ballroom or a conference room.
No, it's just in the lounge.
The conference room.
Well, guys, thank you for having me here. Now, I must tend to...
Really, the pleasure is all on
us. It's really all our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
I'm going
to take my hose now.
And what we're going to do is, while I see Ray out, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to clip to some music, and we're going to let the people recover their woofers, because I hear they're turning down their preamps.
Yes.
They're doing all kinds of stuff.
Sorry about that.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, folks. You all listen to Spank Wagon Radio only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
And the musical stylings of Ray
Rodriguez! All right, we'll be back, folks.
I said I'd see. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Back to Spank Wagon Radio.
That's right, Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
And on the live caller line right now, with the top secret number, I have
a special guest.
And so, special guest, could you say your name?
This would be the Reverend Hammer. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. Reverend's calling us in, kind of giving a little bit of a plug to his site. Tell us, what you got cooking?
Well, as you guys know, I've been doing the Don't Damn segments for you guys' show, but the problem was I've not been very happy with them.
Okay.
As you know, they kind of come out, to me they kind of come out bland. You guys might join, I don't know, nobody says anything to me. So I said, well, why not try to do this live, but not only do it by myself, but do it with my good friend Pappy Coon, and because we're just like pretty much two angry white men with nothing to do other than work.
Oh great, two angry white men from Florida.
Yeah.
That's not good.
So instead of having all this frustration and anger, you know, just build up to the point where it leads to a tower and a gun, we figured, well, why not use the technology we have at hand and put it on the internet where everybody can feel her pain.
All right, well, what's this misery internet site called?
JSTFU.org.
What is that?
JSTFU.org.
Just shut the fuck up.org.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, yes. It's a play on an anti-smoking ad that was running in Iowa for a few years. So.
Ah, okay.
Like I said, we're just going to be mean, angry, might be offensive, but we're going to try to make it funny.
Hey, good luck to you. Now, I want to let everybody know now, you'll have your own site, of course, justshutthefuckup.org. But I will be putting the link up on my site as well, so they can pull archives from me as well.
Yeah.
And what we're planning on is doing it pretty much in a similar fashion as everything else. You also will have a section in the message boards. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Going to be doing some cross-pimpage, you know, with you guys.
Works for us.
So don't want to lose where I got my start, so.
Yeah, don't burn them bridges, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. We're going to get back to the regular show.
Okay.
Could you tell everybody who they're listening to?
This is Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.bftp.net.
All right. Rock on. We're going to go ahead. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
When is your show going to be? When is the inaugural broadcast?
The first actual show will be this Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So I know a lot of people have been...
11 p.m. Sunday night, Vegas time.
Sunday night. So those people who don't like to stay up late, like some of us hardcore spanksters to listen to your show, might want to come in, have a listen to ours, see what they think.
All right, I just got really stupid. Claude's screaming in the background at me. I fucked up the Vegas time, but anyhow, what time was it again? Eastern?
That'll be 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Rock on. That'll be easier fucking to remember. All right,
okay.
So thank you, Reverend Hammer, from justshutthefuckup.org, or JSTFU. org, and we're going back to regular wagon.
Right,
thanks, Rev.
Yep, bye.
Okay, that was Reverend Hammer live on the phone. That's right. We're as we expand here at Spankwagon Technology.
Spankwagon Technology, my ass.
To bring you bigger and better entertainment value. We stumble
bigger and better entertainment.
Yeah. We stumble across. New ghetto-fied technologies every day.
Dude, that's Afro-engineered phone systems. That's all I gotta say. But yeah.
Eric!
You got a slight cough there.
I have a couple of news stories, actually.
All right, we'll get to those one more time.
That's great.
Just because I did interrupt him and I did screw up the whole times.
Yes.
It's going to be, what, 8?
It's going to be 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Eastern, which is?
5 p.m. Pacific.
Not 11. I fucked up. Okay.
Yes.
I'm used to doing the conversion the other way.
By the way, how long is the show going
to
be?
I don't know, but you know what? We'll have to listen on it on Sunday night. I'm going to try my best to tune in, even though I got classes.
I'm just worried because, you know, I get the East feed for HBO and I watch The Sopranos.
Oh. Great. You got to go up against The Sopranos. 2 hours.
Yeah, ago. Reverend Hammer versus Sopranos.
Well, considering how boring The Sopranos have been this year.
Fuck you, man. They had some pretty good near-death
experience. Near-death experience. That's because you got money on this shit, all right?
I don't gamble. No, I don't.
Yeah, liar.
Don't call me a liar.
Well, that's true. You don't gamble as much as you don't drink, but...
No, I seriously have never touched a slot machine. I've never placed a wager or anything like
that's
that.
That's impressive. That's very impressive,
really
especially
haven't.
In this town.
It really... Gambling, I really got that from my father. Gambling is boring.
Yeah.
To
I
me,
saw that when we've been at a couple casinos together. So
yeah.
All right. You said you had a couple news articles.
Yeah, we have a couple news articles. We have a particularly funny little interesting thing from Florida.
Funny. Florida.
The state that brought you major fuck ups left and right.
And just shut the fuck up. .org.
Yes, that's right. Apparently, there was a tragic accident.
Okay.
With a small kitten.
What?
What happened was the kitten, you know, curiosity killed the cat, and this cat lost a life. Well, one of his 9 lives. He was below a vat of hot tar, and it boiled over. And it went right on top of the cat.
Uh-huh.
With the exception of his eyes and his nose and mouth, the cat was completely just enveloped in tar.
Ow!
Now, a lot of the hair was burned off of the kitten right there. One guy managed to go ahead and chisel out very carefully the kitten from the tar and save the kitten. Now, the rest of it, you know, he didn't cut hurt the kitten, and then they turned it over to the Humane Society in Florida.
Oh, don't tell me.
And they cleaned up the kitten.
Uh-huh.
And the kitten is doing just well right now. He was 9 weeks old.
Cool.
But you know Florida, they have to fuck it up. The Humane Society of Florida has become under criticism from the ACLU and other groups for their... basically, the cat was a stray and they came under fire for when they tried to name it. They publicly named the cat Tar Baby. Yes!
No! They did it!
Yes, they did!
Oh my god!
That state is just...
This is the state that
bound
can't
to
vote.
To undo themselves.
Oh my god.
And everything they do. Name the kitten Tar Baby. Now, this is actually funny. We were talking about this at work, and one of our new hires was like, so what? Tar Baby was in tar and didn't know what Tar Baby meant.
Oh my god.
So we had to explain. It's a racial slur.
Oh my god.
But they named it Tar Baby publicly on TV and in the newspaper and everything.
This is oh god.
Yeah.
See that? You know what?
So
what I was afraid of? You know what I was really afraid you were going to say? I thought you were going to say, and 2 days later the cat was euthanized.
No. So, after much pressure, they renamed the cat.
Oh yeah?
Duck. Name the cat Duck.
You know, after the shit that they got with Tar Baby, calling it Duck is probably the smartest thing they could have done for that.
I would have just called it Cat, man.
Cat.
Because Duck, me, fucking Duck.
Duck. This is my cat, Duck.
What? Yeah. I guess that's more political. Hey, man, come here. Look at my Tar Baby.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe what I bought, would you? I bought myself a Tar Baby.
Could have been worse, man. You know, could have been stuck in somebody's lawn. Could have been a yard ape, or could have been nailed underneath, a front door or something. Could have been a porch monkey or something. You know, or it could have been stuck in a casino. They could have called it a spade.
Oh.
Or a haunted house. It would have been a jigaboo.
Oh my god!
I swear to God, man, Florida was just gonna fuck everything up. You realize that?
I realize it.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, you know, Florida is one of those states where I sincerely say, get out like the three smart people, at least the two of them that I know.
Mm-hmm.
The third one, I think there sure has to be a third one. I think we know the third one.
Yeah.
And drown the state. Just fucking do something that causes it to fall into the water. I know Disneyland's there, or Disney World's
Disney
there.
World.
Fuck it. You know, we got Disneyland, yeah. And the original's always better than a copy and a duplicate.
Yep.
So.
That and, you know, when Florida has a plane crash, they really have a fucking tragedy. Remember Value Jet?
Value Jet.
Crashed into the fucking Everglades, so many people who survived the crash only fucking escaped to be eaten up by alligators.
Oh, shit. You know what? Those sick people... I remember listening to an interview with some lady who worked at the Value Jet counter.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, the day after that happened, someone called and said, do you have any flights going east? About 300 people. Yeah, we're there to go see the Everglades. I'm like, damn.
Damn, that's funny as hell.
You know, people are stupid, in Florida especially. I guess that's, you know, the proof that large idiots, you know.
Yes. The Washington Sniper.
Dude, okay, I'm going to say...
We have breaking news, but we don't.
Well, yeah, we know who they are, but we lie.
Yes. The main witness who gave a complete description of the...
fucking lie.
Of the...
the van.
Assailant. The assailant.
And the van.
And the van, and the license plate number was discredited. Now, normally this is...
Is this the same guy from Henderson?
No. Unless he's on vacation, we don't know it. He was discredited. Now, what makes this even funnier is... The Virginia state troopers and local law enforcement are so eager to be proud about solving a case that they immediately spent the money for composite designs, and they go through this whole ad campaign of, have you seen this? They went so far, I kid you not, I heard this on CNN, that they set up a you know like how they'll set up a DUI checkpoints,
right? They were setting up van checkpoints,
sniper van checkpoints.
Yep.
They at one checkpoint inspected 200 white vans.
Jesus. Then they had the composite of a rental like U-Haul type with the lettering on the side.
One of those IVCOs.
Mm-hmm.
Only to come back today and go, we really don't know anything. We're back to where we were before.
Yeah.
But we have one more person dead.
You know what, though? That fucker who did that is an idiot. Okay, I'm sorry. Glory fucking hound right there. Because you don't do that. You don't glory hound something like that.
Dude, I got to tell you, man, so far he's... I think the most brazen one was with the... Not the last one, the FBI agent that was killed outside of another Michaels next to Home Depot, but the one before.
Isn't that weird? Home Depots or gas stations or any place near a Michaels.
There was an accident in the middle of the road, and a state trooper was investigating.
Mm-hmm.
And on one side of the road was a gas station, on the other side there was something else with a few huge shrubs.
Yep.
While the state trooper is doing an accident investigation write-up, sniper pops out of the bushes, fires a round, shoots the man, kills him, and disappears in the bushes while the state trooper sees the whole thing go down. But didn't get a good look at the sniper.
Word has it he didn't see the sniper at all. The sniper, he was just turned the wrong way when it occurred.
God damn.
Now that's a brave fucking guy, too.
You
Sniper's
know what?
That brave, he knows there's a cop there.
CNN.
There's lights going on.
There's one thing which, you know, like I say, I'm not... I'm really torn on racial profiling because, you know, it's not right. But,
yeah,
you know,
we need to
find fucking terrorists. They were talking about he's psycho, he's crazy, he's deranged.
No, he's not.
No, hold on.
He's calculated.
I know. Hold on. You and I realize this. In all honesty, he's a fucking hunter.
Yes.
Okay? But they're saying, what kind of psycho deranged person would do this, blah, blah, blah.
Bored.
Now, Monday, that woman gets killed. You know, and they have that false description saying he had olive skin. He may be Hispanic or Middle Eastern.
Yep.
All of a sudden, today on CNN, you know what I see?
Mm.
Are these sniper shootings terrorist attacks?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
They actually are starting to interview the guys in the Guantanamo Bay camp.
Yeah.
Because the guys in Guantanamo Bay were telling everybody about the Bali bombing weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But once again, GWB doesn't, you know, see the forest for the trees.
Earth.
God damn, man.
Hey, what can I say? Our country's going to hell in a handbasket.
No, we're going to war.
Yeah, we're going to war. It's already proven, you know. And you know what? There's shit like the draft is about ready to be reinstituted if they need to. Because our military is stretched so fucking thin across the entire world. It's pathetic. I'll tell you what. I'm not going to get on too much of a political soapbox. I really don't want to. But it's pathetic, folks. And I'll tell you this. If you have an anti-war protest, fucking do your real duties there. Do your war protest. When
I don't think, vote them out.
I
don't think that everything was going great. And I'm not saying we had the world eating out of the palm of our hand, but we were really unified with the world for once. And then he has to give that axis of evil speech and throw it all downhill.
Oh, man, that would screw everything up.
Yeah, he axis really fucked evil. Everything up. We should not be going to war with Iraq. If we wanted Saddam Hussein out, you know what we should have done? Subversive techniques.
Oh, shit. Hey, we put him there, though. Back in the 70s, we put him there. That's all I got to say. We have this thing about supporting dictators at first, and then they turn on us and cause us grief. Same thing with Bin Laden. But anyhow...
No, we don't support Bin Laden.
No, we did. Back when
we educated him.
Yes, back when the Soviets were in Afghanistan.
We educated him in America. He's a Harvard graduate.
Yep.
We educated him in architecture and engineering, and then we trained future Al-Qaeda operatives in... basically guerrilla warfare.
Mm-hmm.
So some shit does come back to bite you on the ass. But, I mean, I was really pissed off about one thing I saw on CNN today.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to war with Iraq. Okay, that's good. You know what they say on CNN?
Mm.
They have political analysts. Now, granted, these are analysts and some, but a couple of current military members
can't get a better job right
laying
now.
Out the plans of how we're going to attack Iraq. First, we're going to go for his known chemical warhead dumps and blah, blah, blah this and blah, blah, blah that. And I'm like, God damn. Why don't you know, it's bad enough we had to publicly announce we're going to secretly declare war.
Yeah, like CNN isn't on a satellite that's being beamed everywhere. Not like he doesn't have spies here. Let's change the tone of the politic talk. Your favorite mayor. I'm changing the tone of the politic talk. Your favorite mayor, this past Friday.
Mayor Oscar Goodman. got paid to drink martini. Yes, mad props. Furiously, mad props.
Yes.
Oscar Goodman went ahead and he got paid to drink martinis.
Yes.
Downtown in Fremont. Fremont, mm-hmm. Our beloved after-show hangout.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Fremont Street Experience. He was down there. You got to pay for like $5. You got some martinis.
That's correct.
Got to meet the mayor, possibly. Of course, other political allies were all like, this is great. Using the mayor for their own, you know, political movement. Of course, everybody against him says, this is not the image we want to, you know.
Yes, it is. We're a fun town. We want to portray that.
We have to keep being
government.
A fun town. Exactly.
Yeah. You want me to tell you something? They're talking about tourism, hardest hit after September 11th. And they start going like, New York is down $3 billion worth of losses since September 11th. And then they know what they do? They talk about Las Vegas is down $487 million. You know what, dude? We're not down $487 million because of September 11th. You know why we're down because of that? Because we said no to the Tyson fight.
Yeah.
The Tyson fight was estimated to bring in almost $500 million in retail sales and gambling to our fucking economy.
Fine.
Yeah, but we're ninth on the list. Vegas is going to do fine. I have full confidence.
Vegas seems to have this nice, wonderful bubble. Even with everything going downturn and the rest of the economy, most people here are not seeing that.
Not really, no.
I will
recant on one thing right there. There is one way you would see that in the local economy, but it's not because it's 100% local. And that would be if you're trying to buy a car or something like that, or loans and things like that. A lot of national load agencies that are having to deal with the hardships in other areas of the U.S. It trickles back that way because they're less likely to lend money, which slows down certain aspects of our economy, but not that much. That's why we have so much in-house financing in Las Vegas now.
Thinking of in-house financing, I know you are one of our favorite places, Horseshoe. They finally were able to open their slots back up.
That's good.
It's sad to say that the place that used to have on display $1 million
in
$10,000 bills
in
cash,
uncirculated.
You know, they had to sell that to try to make some money. They can't pay. They don't have enough money in their cage. In the cage being the house bank, if you will,
to pay off
bets. They have to have about, $1.5 million on hand at all time.
Cold, hard cash.
You know what the sad thing is they were the place to go if you needed to pay off a gambling debt. Not as a gambler, but as a hotel or a gambling hall or a casino.
Yes.
Because they would say, oh, he just made a $1 million bet. We don't have the extra $500,000. Hey, Benny. Can we borrow $100,000?
Yes, that's true. The Horseshoe was actually a bank for quite some time.
Quite some time.
But actually what happened was they were sent into the red in emergency situation because they were cashing employee checks.
Yep.
So it wasn't necessarily a downturn in business per se.
No, it was just they were doing really stupid things with what money they did have.
Yes, that's
really,
why.
Really, it's poor finances. Mm-hmm.
But basically I think that they're going to have a real good turnaround right now. And a lot of redevelopment is going into downtown right now.
That's good.
For actually what they're starting with is while the city is working on the actual tourist end of it right there and extending that down through Fremont and at least trying to revitalize the Fleabag motels. They have a lot of other
except for the Western
urban development places that are actually going to go ahead and redo the neighborhoods to force the homeless away even further. So I think that's really going to be good for downtown.
Well, that's great, but you know where they're going to force them to is right where we don't want them, but that's another story altogether.
You know where I want them?
Where?
Gone. Yes.
You know, that was a loaded gun.
I saw bum fights. I have a mad props to Tit because he got me an illegal copy of it.
Yeah, bum fights, I saw bits and pieces of it.
And Tit got it from... you know, we don't have a name for him yet, but the guy at work, Derek.
Yeah.
He got it off some server. And bum fights, I was really angry when I saw that.
Didn't think you'd like it as... You didn't like it like you thought you would have.
No, I loved it. You know what angered me?
What?
To know that these kind of people are living in my city.
Ah, makes sense.
You see a guy standing in front of the Holy Cow?
Yeah.
Shits right on the sidewalk and is smoking crack.
Jesus.
You see a lot of this shit go down. These people, I thought it was funny as hell. You know what they did? They were going around in the middle of the night spray painting homeless people when they slept. And tagging actual fucking people. That was goddamn hilarious. I laughed hard at that.
Really?
I love bum fights. It was great, man. I was just upset that they have homeless people here in Vegas. That was my big qualm with that. It was a real eye opener. It was like, you know, I was like, it was kind of like you what's that book called? Is it called The Jungle? Something like that. About it ended up it was supposed to be a sad tale about the struggles of immigrant workers in the meatpacking industry in Chicago.
Yeah, I've heard.
But instead, it turns into muckraking on the entire meatpacking industry, particularly swift, you know, swift meatpacking, of how they were putting borax into fucking meat to as a preservative, and, you know, dead rats would fall in, they wouldn't pick them out, they just let them get ground up into the sausage.
Ew.
So what started that was Teddy Roosevelt, the president at the time, read a copy of that and was so appalled and lost his appetite. That's when they formed the...
FDA.
Yeah, the Food and Drug Administration.
Well, no, the USDA.
The Food and Drug, they handled the approval of certain things. But the Department of Agriculture was then expanded for food control. Everything was implemented at that time of how much waste matter can be inside of food and whatnot.
Well, you know, I remember seeing something on television back home. Because we have, like, Crystal Ice. Literally, a company that all they do is make bags of ice. Mm. And you got to wonder, if your job, I'm off to make the ice, honey, you're just watching
made the ice.
Yeah. You're watching just ice cubes. That's all you do all day is take ice cubes and literally, probably, quite literally, shovel them into a bag. But they actually have a bug quotient, you know, you can't have one bug per every 100 billion cubes, you know, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, things like that is set up by this Department of Agriculture, which we've walked in front of.
Yes, we have.
Big fucking building.
Yeah, huge. But, yeah, different things like that. That was basically how bum fights worked for me. It gave me the total opposite
effect. A little bit of bum fights I watched. I just kind of breezed through it, you know. Mm-hmm. I have not been really interested in seeing it. It's just not something I want to see. But I watched it.
I thoroughly enjoy seeing people barbarically kick the shit out of each other.
Yeah, that was funny to watch people just fight. Especially the one that was over at looks like it was the Meadows Mall in the parking lot. And they were just fighting back and forth. The people were walking in and out of the, you know, up and down the parking lot. Just kind of wondering what the hell's going on.
They had a lot of ones. They have one where he breaks his fucking ankle and shit.
Oh, yeah.
They have one where it's a Taco Bell down on Boulder Highway. They paid a guy to run into the fucking sign and shit
mm-hmm.
and hit his head. It was pretty goddamn funny. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. I was just appalled that we actually had these kind of people living here. But what was interesting...
Is Rufus here, or is Rufus...
I think... I want to say they picked up Rufus, like...
In L.A. or
yeah.
San Diego.
The one guy, you know, that has bum fights...
Rufus.
No, that's not Rufus. Rufus is the one that has bum fight on his knuckles.
Oh, okay.
The other guy, I forget his name, he's the one that has it tattooed on his forehead. He's one of the ones suing. And to see this guy...
He's suing?
Yeah.
Wait, but he has the thing on his head.
Yeah, let's explain. The ACLU, the Bleeding Hearts, made an effort to track down all the people and that they videotaped. And then once they tracked them down, they found them and gave them a pep talk and convinced them that they should sue.
Nice. And pep talk with some wine and some...
Sure, just like the guys did to get them to kick the shit out of each other on tape.
Oh, shit. Hey.
But the video, you see him go and he gets tattooed.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk out, they turn a corner, and it's not hardcore x-rated, but you see him literally get a blowjob from a crack whore.
Jesus.
Here in Vegas. You see a lot of shit.
And those are film students that... You know,
there's actually less bum fights than I expected. There's a lot of fighting in it, and blood, and, mm-hmm. and fucking real gore. A lot of it was actually not bums, but archive. I guess I don't know if it's archived from other sources or if they did it themselves. They videotaped.
They've probably been working on it for a couple years,
like gang fights and stuff.
Gang fights.
Yeah, they actually have been working.
You know
on
what really was really off in that whole thing? The stripper sequences.
That really, she like does the intro for each new sequence right there,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, eh.
It's like, why? You know, I mean, that's
sex just, appeal that they.
So
could,
well, I know like, sex yeah. appeal, but then you got people just fucking messing themselves up, people messing other people up,
yeah.
and then tits wiggling in your face, and then you're moving on to another scene of people puking blood. You know, it's just not cool.
To pay the one guy to pull a fucking tooth out of his mouth. They interview the guy Bling Bling, the crack smoker and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That is so goddamn funny. They interview the guy, and he's like talking, man. He's like, oh, yeah, 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 you know, this, that, that, and he's talking. And then they cut to another scene. And you realize in the second scene, he had more teeth than he did in the first. It's funny. they pay one guy to, like, pull his own tooth out of his mouth and shit like that. They have like a couple of different fights and shit going. They have one guy vandalizing a Palace Station sign.
Really?
Yes. It was a sign. I remember the sign. I didn't see it vandalized, but I was like chuckling to myself because I thought the exact same thing they did. It was a sign down on facing I-15 northbound
mm-hmm.
outside of Palace Station. It's this Chinese guy grinning, holding up like a fistful of cash,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, the big ass quote says, "I love the slots." So they get up there with a roller and some black paint, mm-hmm. and like mark out the top of the O to make it look like a U.
Nice.
So it ends up saying, "I love the sluts." It was pretty funny.
Okay, I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah. And that and spray painting homeless people. That was fucking hilarious.
All right, folks. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
That is correct. Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Awk. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. We'll be back here in just a little bit.
That is correct.
I was waiting for you to finish the whole thing.
Spank Wagon Radio.
All right. We'll be back.
Grocery store, buy some new friends and find out. I got shoes shiny, sparkles, shimmers, shines. Let's all have another orange Juliet fixer if standing in line. The mall.
Now that we're back with Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Nice little site pimpage.
Yeah.
As Reverend Hammer calls it. Hey, wow, let's recap. Today we've had live music, demonstrations.
Live.
Yeah, demonstrations of an
accordion. I'd never seen an accordion up close.
You know, and it looks like a lot of the accordion was left with your shirt.
Yes.
You've got gold flake.
That Mexican gold paint. Italy my ass, man. That gold fleck paint is all over my shirt, dude. I kid you not, dude. For the listeners at home, I look like fucking gold dust right now.
Great. But yeah, you got the gold fleck. But that was an interesting little device.
That was actually quite fun.
It was more complicated. I would wonder what one of those would look like on the inside.
I really wonder that, too, how the hell the bellows and the diaphragm. I wonder if it uses, like, reeds or something. Inside.
It has to. It sounds like it's a reeded instrument. Really, it does.
But it works both ways, so it makes me wonder. I wonder if the reeds only blow one way, but they have, like,
did you say
valves.
A Venturi valve?
No. They have, like, trap valves for whichever way the air pressure goes. Like a squirt gun.
Yeah.
You know? So I just kind of wonder that right there. We should, you know what? It's probably at howstuffworks.com.
Probably is.
Have to look that up.
Definitely would. And but then we had the conga.
Conga.
Only one.
Yes,
he didn't bring both in, but he brought one back in. Which, of course, they're both sitting in my room right now, the conga and the accordion, but that's okay.
No,
I'll
your wife will like those, dude.
No.
Why don't you have a romantic tribal night?
No, what I gotta do is get on the lederhosen and, you know, play the accordion. The Italian, Hispanic.
You're gonna look like fucking Deuce Bigelow. Slide around a pole and fall on your ass.
That wasn't a pole, it was a lamp. He slid on a lamp.
Speaking of, lamp. Yeah, you got the lamps to do that with.
No.
I was saying, you know what you should do? Is she into, like, Celtic stuff?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you know what you should do? You should surprise her. Next time you want to be romantic, go in the bathroom and, like, dress up. Do, like, Braveheart. Get the blue makeup on your face. And surprise her.
Oh, yeah, that surprise her, all right. I don't think it's a positive thing. Hey, I just wanted to say real quick, if you are interested in writing a segment or doing a segment for Spankwagon Radio, or you're interested in doing something else for Spankwagon Radio or Spankwagon the site, get a hold of us, spankwagon.vftp.net. Email.
Yes.
We're always looking for contributions.
That we are.
Tell you what, first off, we'd like it to be funny, but hell, it could be something other than funny, as long as we still like it.
That's what counts.
You're really here to entertain us. That's it.
Basically.
Also, make sure it's between 5 and 10 minutes in length if it is going to be an audio recording. That way we get a good sampling of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, quite honestly, you don't take up all of our time.
More important is feedback. When Trinch says it's basically entertain us, that is true. And we do strive to want to entertain our listeners, although it sometimes be a fool's paradise of sorts, because if we basically relied on feedback to give us
we'd be starving.
Well,
if feedback was food, we're dead.
Let me put it another way here. If feedback equaled self-esteem, we would be have committed suicide a while back.
Quite a long time ago.
Yes.
So folks, don't forget about your spank.
Don't be shy.
Spank wagon people here, don't be shy. We got a great message board that's powered by Whitey. We have the awesome IRC. We have email, which gets straight to either me or Claude or Kilroy or, anybody who is a contributor to the site.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I want to say that we got a few people out there who are spank wagon message board whores.
Yes.
Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Just they go on to their own conversations, but don't hesitate to join in. Everybody is welcome. You don't even have to become a member. It's guest posts.
You can.
So, you guys got to check it out.
That's right. It's really great. You'll learn to interact with other Spankwagon fans.
Mm-hmm.
For a while there, it seemed like we were going to have singles ads, but
ads, and then of course, one of our valued listeners was pretty much just showing herself off.
Yes, so. But she hit herself.
Yeah, she hit herself.
I'm not going to go into details right there, but she said to prevent jealousy at work. I'm like, are you dating somebody you work with?
Yeah, really.
Watch it's actually tit.
The money. I didn't say that.
Not for long. Not the way he's going.
No?
Not even though I'm looking at you. I kid. Yeah, Spike, I'm getting a DeLorean just like you. Yeah, shut up. Whap.
So, always check out the site. It's good stuff for y'all, folks.
Yeah. Well, we may also play a good game one day if we ever get it. I thought of a good game. It's going to be like Joke Jeopardy.
Hmm.
I tell you the punchline, you have to give me the joke.
That's something we might have to write
out. We'll try it like this. Like, hey, you fuck like a Chinaman. And you tell me the joke.
I'm not Jackie Marlin. I'm not
Jackie Marlin. I could work that way.
We'll try that anyway. Hey, also, I just want to say the after show isn't tonight. The after show will not be
until
done
Saturday night.
So Saturday night, we're going to have the after show. Actually, we're going to go check out Jillian's.
Jillian's.
That ought to be a pretty good experience.
Well, I'm sure Jillian's will be, but I have grave concerns about parking.
Yeah, parking may not be the best of things, but hey.
There's a fee.
Validation, man. Well, I got a question, though. Down in that Neonopolis, in the Neonopolis parking, did you realize there's something wrong? If you noticed and you looked at the actual parking where you exit, there's no room for booths.
No.
So I'm wondering where they collect your money at.
Maybe they don't.
Well, that's an idea.
I don't know.
Well, they got a guy standing at the stairs. Give me your ticket stamp. Magnetic stamp.
Well, there's something else. There's really no room for a booth there unless it's like some really tiny-ass motherfuckers.
We're talking anorexic.
Yes.
Anorexia has to be a job qualification.
For the islands.
If they see you having lunch, you're fired.
Yeah.
Those islands are...
Unless they're going to put a single booth in to operate all three lanes.
Oh, no.
I doubt that's efficient, but...
Not very efficient, plus it's annoying. I mean, those lanes are already crowded.
But can you imagine that, being stuck down there, okay? Now, I will tell you this right here, okay? When I used to work downtown for Red Square, I got a free parking pass.
Okay.
Which meant when I pulled in, I just went swipe and the gate opened.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had to leave, you know how you've parked in Red Square before? The Fremont Street Experience parking lot?
Yeah.
You know they always have only the middle fucking thing open?
Because
mm-hmm. the other two are express lanes that you just swipe out automatically.
Nice. Right? Yeah, the one on the left is and the one on the right for long term or something.
They're both for the quick checkouts if you have an access pass. But basically, what is so funny about this is... you get to see cars backed up for quite a long time.
Yeah, especially if there's an event or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I think we're going to pretty much end the show with some music, and we're going to call it a day. But remember, the site
is spankwagon.vftp.net, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Therefore, we're Spankwagon Radio. Don't forget, on Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. That's Florida time, silly.
It's the Reverend Hammer, all new Just Shut the Fuck Up Hour.
Yeah, Just Shut the Fuck Up Show.
Show.
2 hours. Two hours, he says. So we'll get the information up on the site on Wednesday, of course, jtsfu.org.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring you to his site.
That's right.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Thanks for listening.
And goodbye.
Down to the river and he drank and smiled, and his death was over.
what that.